Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Jasmine Shaw, Victoria Vosberg, and Maite Lorente, all here to talk about birds and a great event, number of events we have coming up for Sitkins to appreciate our feathered neighbors and learn more about them. So thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
So to start off with, Maite, we'll start with you. There is a great program you're able to get a grant from to kind of kick some of this stuff off. We have a one-time-only youth event coming up at the Sitka Public Library. That's this Thursday. Give us a little talk about it.
Thank you, Erin. So this coming Thursday, December 18 at 4 p.m., we are going to have a family event at Sitka Public Library, like you just mentioned. This event is going to be a free screening of a gorgeous short movie, documentary, that is going to be sharing the ways that we can change things to make sure that we can protect birds from dying, from a really kind of traumatic cause, that is glass collisions.
Yes,
and the reason for this is because in the UN, United States alone, every year more than 1 billion birds die for that reason. Actually, it's a leading human cause that threatens birds in this country. So this grant that you were mentioning, called Flight Path, is working with libraries all around the USA, bringing science, community, and conservation together through fun programs like the one we will have this Thursday.
That's fascinating that they'll have that movie to show. I didn't realize how big of a problem that was.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's really scary.
It is.
But it's nice to have a video that can be shown of like, yes, this is a problem, but even better, these are the things that we can do.
Exactly.
To help fix it.
Yeah. So this short film is 60 minutes long. It's really gorgeous event approaching this topic. In the film, people are going to be able to learn about very easy solutions that we can all tap into to avoid this program, this problem. So some solutions imply people spending a little bit of money. Other solutions we will be demonstrating after the event are super simple and simply with some glue and some soap. Anybody can make a cool decal to install on the window. Although, I must share that it is crucial, very important that everybody knows that anything we do, installing anything on our windows, if we really want to protect, especially small birds, you will always have to install it following a very simple rule, but it's very important. And that rule is that anything you install has to be exactly positioned 2 inches apart. The reason is because small birds are going to perceive larger than 2 inches like an open sky, and they are going to be trying to fly through and then hitting the window, and many of them die.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You think of having, I put a couple of decals on my window, so it's not necessarily that the birds will see the decals and think, oh, yes, that is a window, I must avoid it. They just see the decals of, like, this is something in my way.
Exactly.
So, yes, if you have the decals in a big openings apart, they're like, great, I'm tiny and cute, and I can sneak on through.
That's correct.
I never would have thought of that. Well, that's awesome that not only will this be an educational film, but also kind of a hands-on learning event where folks can learn, take what they learned during the film and put it into action for their own homes.
Exactly, yes.
And this is happening on the third Thursday of the month, which is something that some 4-H'ers are very familiar with when they get together to talk about birds every month.
When Maite approached me with this idea of showing the film and partnering on it, the reason we chose the state is because the 4-H Birding Club meets every third Thursday of annually, all year round. But because we're an after-school program for youth ages 5 to 18, as you can imagine, it gets a little tricky in the winter to go on our typical bird walks. And so instead of our usual bird walk through the park, we're going to gather at the library and enjoy the movie with the rest of the community.
Excellent. So, the bird walks, the birding club is not more than just looking at the birds, but also opportunities to learn about birds, bird behavior.
Yes. We've done field trips to the Raptor Center in the past and done bird costumes and walked in the Earth Day Parade, Parade of the Species. So, yeah, all kinds of activities will be incorporated, especially during the winter months. And so after this bird film, we'll continue to meet at the library for the months of January and February, go on a short bird walk. As soon as the sun sets, go inside and learn about things like adaptations or migrations. Looking forward to this Thursday. And anyone that isn't currently in the 4-H Birding Club and wants information or wants to join, I'll be there and I can help them get signed up.
Excellent. And then, yeah, it's a free program for any youth, you said 5 to 18, who's part of 4-H.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a birder already. I mean, some kids come in with a lot of knowledge and are joining because they are birders, but you can also join because you want to learn about birds. So yeah,
excellent.
Both.
Both are possible. All you need is a love and appreciation
of
birds. Everything can be built up from there. And I got to imagine for the kids who came in with a lot of bird knowledge, it can be really fun to point out a bird you know and love to someone who might be seeing it for the first time. That is pretty exciting to get to share your knowledge with someone who gets to learn it for the first time.
Exactly. And some of these kids have been in it for years. It's one of our oldest clubs that we've had in Sitka, started by Ryan Carpenter about 10 years ago. And I want to give a shout out to Madeline Philippek, who's now in seventh grade. I think she's been in the birding club since she was like 5 or 6. So
that's awesome. Yeah. She's in it for the long haul. She's
exactly.
going to be probably helping to run it with you one day.
I hope so. She could take over.
Awesome. So we have a 4-H birding club for the youth, 5 to 18, but there's also a good opportunity for the rest of the family if they want to join in as well. We've heard about the Christmas bird count that's coming up, but there's an even longer opportunity and something you can do from the comfort of your own home, the Feeder Watch program. Victoria, I had not heard of this one before. What is Feeder Watch?
Okay, well, I'm going to back up and just talk about Christmas bird count for a second. Mm. Almost everyone has heard about the Christmas bird count because I have spent a lot of time promoting it. And I do want to note that Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Raptor Center, we're going to do our pre-count meeting. Even if you don't want to count, Matt will be doing his slideshow, looking at all the birds that are in their winter plumage in Sitka. So it's a great way to learn the birds. Now, if you'd like to do something more than the Christmas bird count, there is Feeder Watch. Feeder Watch starts November 1st, and I think it goes through the end of April, so about 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's something that happens once a week, and it's something you can do with your family from home, like you just said. You sign up through Cornell, so all you have to do is Google Feeder Watch, and you'll find it pretty easily. It costs $15. You bird your feeder once a week for 2 consecutive days. And it's just something that's really so easy to do with your family. You can have a clipboard sitting out, you can have the app open, and you count the birds that come to your feeder during those 2 days. For people who don't know the birds very well, there aren't that many to learn. In Sitka, there's the junco, song sparrow, and maybe the chickadee. And that's about it. And if you get a bird you don't know, you are welcome to email me at baldeaglevet@gmail.com, and I will help you identify that bird.
Excellent. And I got to say, I know of the Cornell Bird Lab through my favorite birding app, shameless plug for the Merlin Bird ID app. Very helpful.
I love that app. Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very helpful if you need to maybe
use it all the time in 4-H.
Yeah. All the time. Yeah. So that could be helpful too. And I mean, also with the library just down the street, plenty of bird books you can also check out and bring it home to have right next to that checklist of learn the birds that are your neighbors. And how nice to have that that presentation on Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Raptor Center with Matt Goff sharing his excellent photos of the birds in their winter plumage, which yes. I think is so nice because we're so often seeing the big, flashy summer breeding plumage and not necessarily their more demure colors when they're in this winter time of year. But happening also at Thursday's viewing of Building for Birds is there's also going to be a raffle for some new bird feeders.
Yes, three. Actually, Sitka Conservation Society have donated three handmade bird feeders, so we will be raffling them during the event, yes, for sure. So no excuses if you don't have a bird feeder at home.
You could get a brand new one. Also, I mean, just, yeah, a fun winter project, maybe making one together with your family. And, yeah, putting together, you can make sure your windows are bird safe and then make an inviting place for them to grab a little winter snack and you can spy on them as you go, report back. Because it's important, as you were saying, the winter bird count is just that quick snapshot into what's happening over Christmas. But this is a longer look at who's coming through over that 6 month period. Correct. So a different set of information that's being being gathered. Well, awesome. So much fun things happening supporting our wonderful bird friends here in Sitka. So these events coming up, we have on Wednesday night at the Raptor Center, 6 p.m., a slideshow where we can learn our feathered friends here in Sitka as a good preview for the Christmas bird count and for feeder watch. And then on Thursday, we have our one-time showing of Building for Birds at 4 p.m. at the library. You can come join some of the 4-H Birding Club, maybe learn how to join in yourself. And I'm assuming you'll all be there. We can pick your brains for more information.
It's for all ages and the whole community.
Yes.
Excellent. We'll pick your brains for more information about feeder watch, about the Christmas bird count, about more things we can all do to learn more about our feathered friends and pitch that information back. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.